All right, good morning, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, dude?
And yes, our chain does hang low. It does. Super, super nice. Our puka shell necklaces hang low. That's what it is.
I don't know how many chains I wore back in the day.
Puka shell. Actually, no, we all had the puka shell, and we all had that one where it was like one big one and then like three small ones and then one big. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, I also had the, I think this might be my first necklace ever. I was in like second grade. A yin yang. Did you ever have the yin yang necklace?
I don't believe I did. No, I didn't.
I thought it was so cool, bro.
I don't believe so. I wasn't cool enough to have that one, I guess. So, good God, we were so dorky.
You know?
Anyway, we're just about out of time here, but before we go, we got to wrap things up with a final fact and opinion, our final thoughts for today, if you will. And I know you're a big fan of veggie burgers, Hunter. You're a huge fan.
Love them every day.
Every day. Eat one every day. Veggie burgers were invented at roughly the same time as hamburgers. They both showed up in cookbooks from the late 1800s. So
really?
It's not something new that vegans have been trying to shove down our throats. No, they've been around for a long time.
All these fast food restaurants and their new trend ain't so new.
You see it everywhere now, and I'm not knocking
the impossible everything.
Yeah,
the
impossible burger,
chicken. Impossible taco.
Yeah, they have impossible everything. It seems like here's my only thing, and I've mentioned this before, and why I'm just kind of like not on board with all of it is you're gonna tell me that flame broiled patty, all right? It tastes just like the real thing. It tastes like meat. You're gonna tell me that all the stuff, all the chemicals and everything and whatnot you're putting into that to make it taste like a actual flame broiled hamburger, is this healthy or going to be better for me than just the burger itself? Right? It can't be.
You know, like how much more life is it really giving you? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it really worth?
That's an
suffering
excellent
through a
point.
Veggie burger because you're going to live just a little bit longer
like,
if you do.
If you're telling me that if I eat this veggie burger, all right, this impossible whatever that's made plant-based is going to give me like 20 years, 20 extra years, okay, I may bite into that thing. But if it's only giving me like a year or two, just give me the heart attack, all right? Give me the original rough years anyway, right? Yeah, exactly.
The last ones.
Those last few aren't going to be good. At least I'll enjoy it, all right? At least I'm going to die with a smile on my face because I'm eating real meat, not something that tastes like meat.
I am hungover. I'm looking for a greasy burger.
Yeah, is a veggie burger gonna fix this hangover that I have? Absolutely
not.
Not
as good, I don't think.
Are these veggie nugs, these chicken nuggets that aren't real chicken, is that gonna take care of the fact that I drank entirely too much last night? No, probably not. Probably not. Okay.
You know what? Give me a double and add cheese to it.
Tell you what, can I get the veggie burger with the juice from the regular burger poured on top of it? Is that okay? Can you just pour the fat and all the grease and stuff on top of that veggie burger? Yeah. That'd be good.
Mention, what's a veggie cow look like?
You're an idiot. You know what? We had something okay going, and then you come on. That cow's made out of... All right. No, let's end it. Let's end it right now. All right, there you go. That's your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
More Rock is next.